Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Diatti, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Of course, I am one of the creators that you could support in the Support a Creator event in Fortnite. Just put in Mike Diatti, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y, over in the item shop, and they will give a little bit to me whenever you're shopping around in there. Thank you, Kala Heinemann, however you say your name. Thank you so much. For tweeting at me that screenshot of you supporting me in the item shop, retweeted it, commented on it. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. Let's see here. I also have an Amazon link. Guys, if you click on the Amazon link in the show notes or the show description, then whenever you're shopping around Amazon, Amazon is going to send a little bit my way as well. First thing first that we are going to get to here is the little update that we have on the screen when you sign into the game right now. Coming soon, the Heavy AR, powerful assault rifle that is most useful when fired in short bursts. To me, all assault rifles are best used when you fire them in short bursts because you're going to be more accurate. But, you know, this is a Heavy AR. You have the Silenced AR, the Regular AR, the Burst AR. They all basically do the same base damage, so I'm guessing this Heavy AR is going to do more base damage, and I would love to see that from an AR, so I can't wait to see the details on this when this comes out. Now, let's see here. We can kind of go over the Week 6 challenge list. I've already got some of these checked off, but we'll take a look at them, and we'll go over exactly what they are. So, let's see here. First up, we'll talk about, let's see here. So you need to place not three chillers. You need to place chillers in three different matches. You need to search chests in different named locations, seven of those total. You need to get three shotgun eliminations. You have another stage one where you need to land at Shifty Shafts, Risky Reels, Retail Row, Haunted Hills, and Leaky Lake. You need to deal 250 damage with a pickaxe to opponents. Another stage one here where you need to find music, sheet music, and then find the piano and play it on there. The first one is in Pleasant Park, and then next to Pleasant is where the piano is. And then the second one, the sheet music is in Retail Row, and then the piano is just outside of Retail Row. We'll kind of go into more detail later in the week on exactly where to get these things. And then the last set of challenges here, another set of stages. So first you need to get elimination with a common weapon, an uncommon, then a rare, then an epic, and then a legendary weapon. And then that's what you need to do for those challenges. Alrighty, that's the challenge list. Let's see here. What else did we want to go over today? Yes, I want to cover balloon mechanics because we just got balloons. And Fortnite made a little tweet about this. Or not a tweet. They posted over on Reddit about this. And they tweeted it out. But this is the Reddit post. We'll go ahead and read it. So, balloon fall damage. With the introduction of balloons, we added a different formula for how fall damage is calculated. The new formula uses velocity as opposed to fall height, and we probably made it a bit too aggressive. We're currently working on a hotfix to reduce the damage amount in similar scenarios so it's non-lethal. This will be live shortly, and we're curious to hear your feedback. Moving forward, we'll be looking at other ways to make it obvious that fall velocity will result in fall damage. So overall, let's talk about the balloons themselves, and then we'll kind of comment on this. We just got these yesterday. I hopped on before I went out to work in the morning and just played a couple matches. And I'm finding balloons everywhere. They're not hard to find. They're supposed to be epic rarity, but I am finding tons and tons of bags of balloons all over the place. And they're actually a pretty fun item to use. So now there's a couple things. You pick up a bag. It has 20 balloons in it. You can inflate 6 at a time. And when you inflate 6 and then you jump, you'll go up really fast, but you won't be really moving forward too fast. What I suggest doing, if you want to be making forward movement while you're using balloons, maybe inflate like three of them, then jump up, and you're not floating up high super fast, but your momentum is carrying you enough that you're still moving forward a little bit. And then once you're kind of in the air, then start inflating those other balloons. That way you'll start getting higher, but still have a little bit forward movement as well. And then, of course, we had the glider redeploy, so you can always just instantly drop all your balloons and start gliding down, or you can make a slow descent by dropping your balloons one at a time and then slowly and sneakily landing behind a player and then taking him out that way. Now, to comment on the fall damage, man, this is something they definitely needed to do a hot fix for, because I posted a video over on YouTube that maybe you guys have seen or haven't seen yet, but you're going to hear my kids in the background a lot in that video. But when I was playing here, you'll see that in the second match I was in, I was not very high up at all, and I let go of my balloons, and I didn't do the glider redeploy, and I didn't think I was that high, I don't remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure I was at least 100 health. I don't think I had any shield, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I had close to 100 health, if not 100, and I still died. And I was like, wow, really? Like, was I that high? I don't remember being that high. And then when they put out this little post, that made sense to me. I was like, okay, yeah, I don't think I was very high when I was playing that match. It just was this whole new fall damage thing that they had here going on with the velocity. Glad that they're fixing that, because, yeah, it was, as I said here, a little too aggressive. Let's see here. Now, here's another big thing that I want to talk about, and I have some opinions on, and a lot of people have opinions on, and this is the explosive damage buff that they came out yesterday that has already been hot fixed and has already been reverted and taken out of the game. As you guys know, yesterday in the update, they had some like seep through damage when you were using explosive. 25% of the damage would go through the wall and hit the player, and now that has been taken away, and here is their comments on it, and then I will give my opinions. They say, hey there, so we didn't do a good job of communicating why we were exploring this change. Building as a defensive measure is hugely important, and the safety net it provides is something we don't take lightly. However, in general, we feel like there's a bit of an imbalance between aggressive play and defensive tactics. We've seen the feedback you've been providing and encourage the ongoing discussion. We're evaluating what you've been saying, as well as what keeping an eye on the effect explosives are having on eliminations. In general, we highly value experimenting, as with glider redeploy, and iterating based on your input. We're curious to hear your feedback on things like, is 25% the right amount? What if it were lower? Should all material types have the same damage reduction? That is, should metal have a higher mitigation than wood? Is this aggressive defensive balance right currently? What other methods might make sense for countering overly defensive play? Okay, guys, when this first came out, and I read the patch notes, I was excited for this, because there's so many things that just to me don't feel powerful enough. All the shotguns don't feel powerful enough to me, and explosives don't feel powerful enough to me. There's also on my stream a while ago, I was in a room in a house, and somebody took a quad crasher, came into the house, and then I was hiding behind a doorway. He ran in, and I was in the corner right next to the door. He ran right past me and just ran to the other side of the room, and I shot a rocket launcher right in his face and hit him directly as he got to the other side of the room, because he had no clue I was there. And wow, it damaged him. Yeah, sure, that was great, but, you know, it didn't eliminate him. And I was like, wow, that's kind of, you know, if you take a rocket to the face, you would think you'd be eliminated. So I already feel like these things, you know, don't feel as powerful as they should for what type of weapon they are. So I liked the change that they made here with some of the damage getting through the walls. Now, apparently, a lot of players didn't, and the players who didn't were really loud about it because it's already been taken out. But let's answer some of these questions right now. Is 25% the right amount? What if it were lower? Is 25% the right amount? To me, it was the right amount. If it were lower and that would make it so other players wouldn't feel as bad about it, then fine, I would take a lower percentage so that way they could bring it back. But to me, 25% isn't that big of a deal, because if you think about it, as I said, the rockets already don't do that much damage. So if you hit somebody with a direct hit on a rocket, you're still only doing like 80 damage, even if it's direct hit. So if you're only doing 20% or 25% damage with that, you're doing, you know what, 20 damage through the wall. And that, to me, is not very much, but it's enough incentive for that person to really have to move or think about what they're going to build next or how to figure out where to move, and they can't just sit still in the same spot and keep spamming walls, because it doesn't feel good when you have rockets or you have explosives and then you waste them all just spamming them over and over and over, and that person takes no damage, then you eventually run out of your rockets, and then it's kind of like, what's the point of carrying the rockets if all I'm doing is you're slowly having them waste, you know, 10 mats at a time. But you know, if you can only carry 12 rockets, you're gonna, at most, you're gonna have them, you know, I don't know, it's depending on how many walls you're breaking at a time, but if you do the least amount, you know, they're gonna waste just 120 materials, and with everybody carrying, you know, 1,000 materials of each type, then I don't really think it's that big. It's really not giving you that much of an advantage. So I kind of like the fact that it was doing damage through there. Now, should all material types have the same damage reduction? No. So as they say here, like, metal should have a higher mitigation than wood. You would think, you could even change it so that, farming other types of materials would be would have more of a value to a player, so that they would, you know, you would want to get wood, of course, but then you'd have more incentive to, like, go get brick and metal as well, just because, you know, like, okay, now I know if there's people out there with rockets, I'm going to want to have metal in there. That way they're only going to do maybe like 5% of the damage can seep through because it's metal. And only maybe 15% of the damage can seep through if I'm protecting myself with brick. So those are the kind of things I would like to see. I would definitely like to see this thing come back, because, as I said here, it is imbalanced between aggressive play and defensive tactics. It's definitely imbalanced in favor of a defensive player and them just being able to spam walls and protect themselves. Now, there's a lot of really good, really advanced players that can still push aggressively, you know, break down walls, replace them with their own walls, and then edit in and do it that way. But even then, still, like, at that point, then that player who is really good at doing that, they're not using rockets or explosives to do that. And so, again, my whole idea is, so what's the point of even carrying around the explosives if, you know, it's not really an effective method to have them? So that's just kind of my thoughts on that. So hopefully they'll bring this back in some version at some point. Let's see here. Let's get into another post they put on here. And this is the state of mobile. This is a little bit longer post, but this is for you mobile players out there. And I know there is a lot of you out there, because I play with a lot of you guys out there who play on mobile. So this is a state of development for November 2018. This is by the Fortnite team. They say, "Hey, folks, earlier this year, we launched on iOS and more recently opened up Android to everyone. We have many important features and updates in development that we're excited to share with you. Get the scoop on our ongoing dev efforts." So they're doing customizable HUD. "We want you to have more control over your HUD. An important step in that direction is to allow players to decide which elements are active or disabled at any given moment. We've added editable visibility settings for most HUD elements as well as grid snapping. Every HUD element has three states for three modes of gameplay: building, editing, and combat. Controls, we're doing big quality of life pass on many of the HUD elements, small things that can dramatically impact the usefulness of the UI, like building slots being drag and droppable, which could block other inputs, or the wood resource button disabling auto run. We brought back building from the quick bar buttons, which we previously disabled to it blocking some of our experienced builders. We dropped some of these features in the 6.1 update, so give us your thoughts. Controller support. We haven't touched on this in some time, but we're beginning testing on various controller setups as we work to enable support. We'll give you a status update on these when we get it to a better state. 60 frames per second. In the near future, we'll be unlocking 60 frames per second functionality on a limited set of high-end devices. We're doing some validation on devices to make sure they can maintain a high level of performance over multiple games without overheating. You'll be able to drop into matches with more clarity than before and save those crisp plays to share with your friends. Game performance compatibility. We're continuing efforts in this area to improve perf across the board for compatible devices. It's an area that benefits from all the feedback to provide detailing your experience on your device. In the near future, we're working on major performance improvements to Android 7 and some other older operating systems. We've since resolved this, providing a big win for performance. Additionally, we've been working on large-scale optimization efforts to reduce the amount of memory Fortnite takes up. This should provide a more consistent frame rate during a longer play sessions. For iOS players, we're changing how our shader cache system operates to reduce size and impact on memory. Longer term, we're working with phone manufacturers on Android optimizations and providing an overall smoother experience. As always, many of these updates are tied to operating systems, OS, so make sure you update drivers regularly. Installation and size update experience. Fortnite is a living game with new content, LTMs, and cosmetics released every week, so downloads are necessary every time we update. We're always working to reduce the update size and have made recent improvements that will result in smaller patches. Thank you for all your support and feedback. Thanks, the Fortnite team. I love that they are really, continuously working on mobile play and improving that, because there are so many mobile players out there. Again, I know it because I play with some of you guys sometimes. And I myself recently got a phone that I can play Fortnite on, and I'm glad that they are going to one of these days unlock 60 frames per second. That way it'll actually look good on the phone as well, especially since this Sunday when we get the in-game event, I'm actually going to be at work while the event happens, but at least I will be able to get on my phone and I'll still be able to view it. It's not going to look nice and crisp as it would if I was at home and playing on my PlayStation, but, it's still, at least I'll get to see what the event is and what happens there. But yeah, it makes me happy that they work on that. Okay, let's see here, guys. Let's get back over here to the game, and let's go over what is in the item shop today, because you got some good stuff over in the item shop, of course. So over in the item shop, we still get those awesome outfits that I like. Of course, you have Dante from the Muertos set, and again, I love how these guys are reactive and they glow in the dark once they level up. You get Rosa, again, same deal, with her being reactive, and then the rest of the gear for these guys also are reactive. You get the spirit glider, you get you get the six string striker harvesting tool. Now in the daily items today, you get the cloak star outfit. Again, I've mentioned in the past that I like this guy a lot. You get the persuader harvesting tool. You are going to get the something stinks emote, which, I'm a fan of this one. It's funny. I like it. I mean, how could you not like something, playing a little prank, making a little fart sound with a balloon, blaming it on someone else. Let's see here. You got the gumdrop glider. You get the scout outfit. And then we get a new emote, which is the crisscross emote. It says, get your point across. I like it. I like the dance. I like the music. Now this is crisscross. And if they could just replace those C's with a K, that would really bring me back to my childhood. You know, crisscross will make you jump, jump. That's what we should get next. We should get some outfits crisscross themed with the pants on backwards, shirts on backwards. I would love that. but that's just something that made me think of. Let's see here, guys. Let's do a little tip of the day here. So for today's tip, we're just going to say be aggressive, be extra aggressive right now. You know, because we have the glider redeploy, I mean, you can be extra aggressive in the game right now because you don't, you don't have to, sorry, something was going on here. Yeah, but you can be extra aggressive because you don't have to worry about taking fall damage, build yourself up, and then you can ramp, even once you build up, you can keep ramping towards a player so that you can jump down on top of them and you don't have to worry about them taking down your build, land on top of their build, have your shotgun ready or your SMG ready and just blast through them, laser through them, or just, you know, blast them with your shotgun. But yeah, just be extra aggressive right now. That's the gameplay that has been working for me, especially now that we know the glider redeploy is here to stay. I mean, aggressive gameplay is being rewarded for the most part. I wish it was even more highly rewarded with the explosive damage. If I wish they would have just kept that buff around for us, but that's what we have for now, guys. Let's see here. That's all I'm gonna have for you guys today. So just go join the Discord, follow me over on Twitch, and subscribe over to my YouTube, as well as, you know, you can just go ahead and follow me around on all my other social medias that I have. Let's see here. You can go over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and written review. You're going to get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you're there because it helps out the show a lot. And we'll be back tomorrow, guys. We'll kind of start going over how to do the challenges exactly, kind of go over whatever other changes we might get and some more tips. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.